Hello, my name is Phil from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinion towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And well, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. As things stand now, how likely are you to vote in the August 2024 primary election for county mayor and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 that you will vote? Or do you sometimes skip the election for the state legislature and just vote for president and other offices you have more information about?
I will vote.
Thank you. And would you please tell me your age?
60.
Thank you. In South Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White Hispanic.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
I think we're still headed in the right direction.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very comfortable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Joe Martinez.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
100% favorable.
Thank you. Debbie Murcastle Powell.
I don't know. I haven't looked up her.
Thank you. Rick Scott.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Manny Seed.
Not familiar.
Thank you. James Reyes.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Rossi Cordero Stutz.
Not fully familiar.
Thank you. Marco Rubio.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very. Very.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Not at all favorable.
Thank you. Joe Sanchez.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Alex Otaola.
Not fully aware. Not sure.
Thank you. Daniela Levine Cava.
Not fully aware of her.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Thank you. How would you rate the way Daniela Levine Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Thank you. If the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the election for Miami-Dade County mayor were today and the candidates were Manny Seed, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otaola, which one would do you think you'd vote for?
I'm not for sure right now.
Thank you. If the election for county mayor where today and the candidates were Manny Seed, Daniela Levine Cava, and Alex Otaola, which one would you think you'd vote for?
need to research it more. I'm not ready for that.
Okay. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. I would like to ask you about two of them. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes, to support it.
Thank you. Would that be yes, or lean yes?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. The other constitutional amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. This is how it reads. Allows adult 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law. Establishes possession limits for personal use. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Can you repeat it again? Again, I'm a little confused on that.
No worries. This is how it reads. Allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise.
Okay.
Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violation of federal law. Establishes possession limits for personal use. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I just hate how they write these things, because I'm not for sure if this is for recreational, because I'm opposed to recreational. So, and again, I'm interpreting it how they play games with the words instead of saying it exactly how it is. I'm opposed of it.
Okay. And over the past few years, Would you say the level of crime where you live has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same?
Stayed about the same.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for county leaders to focus their attention on right now? Build a mass transit system, lowering inflation, investing in housing people can afford, promoting trust and accountability in local government, reducing traffic congestion, making healthcare affordable for working families, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, achieving higher wages, making communities safer.
So which ones?
Correct. Which one do you consider is the most important for county leaders to focus on? To focus their attention on right now.
And say them again?
Yes, building a mass transit system, lowering inflation, investing in housing people can afford, promoting trust and accountability in local government, reducing traffic congestion, making healthcare affordable for working families, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, achieving higher wages, or making communities safer.
Higher wages.
Thank you. And which is the most important issue? Building a mass transit system, lowering inflation, investing in housing people can afford, promoting trust and accountability in local government, reducing traffic congestion, making healthcare affordable for working families, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, making communities safer.
Lowering inflation.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a series of description of possible candidates for mayor. For each one, please tell me which candidate you would be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose just one even when the choice is a hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county as enough funding exists to meet our needs. A candidate who supports a bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue specific to parks funding, new transit systems, enhanced public safety measures, and invest in cultural programming.
The latter one, what you just said.
Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes any new growth in Miami-Dade County until traffic congestion can be brought under control. A candidate who supports allowing managed growth in Miami-Dade County along metro corridors to reduce traffic congestion.
The second one.
Thank you. And which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes in the county is doing enough to address affordable housing. A candidate who believes the county has an affordability crisis when it comes to housing and the county needs to address the crisis.
The housing crisis. Accountability. Last one.
Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports the LGBT community, including trans rights, a candidate who opposes expanded rights for trans community.
Opposes.
Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes local Miami-Dade County already collects enough taxes to address the infrastructure needs of the community, or a candidate who believes local comprehensive plans to address Miami-Dade's infrastructure is required, even if it means paying a few dollars more a year in taxes.
Yep. The latter. We need to fix the infrastructure. We got to do something.
Okay. And which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports the embargo and opposes Obama's policies, a candidate who believes the Cuban embargo must be overturned and supports the Obama engagement policies with Cuba.
It's a hard one. They both have issues. Neither one has ever worked in the country is and the embargo, I would say. Not helping.
Okay. So it would be the second one, right?
The second one, yeah.
Okay. And now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for county mayor. Daniela Levine Cava is nonprofit and community leader in Miami-Dade County for over 30 years. Her supporter says she has led with vision, integrity, and commitment to results by confronting the housing crisis, helping people find jobs, and restoring people's trust in their government. She has upheld her promise to create good-paying jobs, invest in infrastructure, keep communities safe through proper funding of police and fire departments, and protecting our environment. She will continue to be a fierce advocate for integrity and honesty in County Hall and change how government works from the inside. Her opponents say she is too liberal and will inject socialist policies in our county. Manisiv is businessman and mayor of Miami Lakes, where he has elected as the town's youngest mayor. This, his supporter says that a small business owner who works in his restaurant every day, he broke the cycle of rich and powerful politicians calling the shoots. While the county was raising taxes and fees on working families, he cut taxes in Miami Lakes and built productive relationships between the city and the businesses. He will make county government work for everyone, not just those with an army of lobbyists and lawyers. His opponent says that his pro-growth position as mayor will only lead to worsening congestion and higher housing prices in the county. Alex Otaola is a social media influencer and pro-democracy advocate. His supporter says that as champion for democracy and human rights across Latin America, he has shown the courage and commitment we need in Miami-Dade County to root our communism and sanction those who support tyrannical regimes across our region. His opponent says that the county government is not the place to be settling political scores when the county is facing housing and affordability crisis and the impact of extreme climate change. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for county mayor were today and the candidates were Manisiv, Daniela Levin Cava, and Alex Otaola, which one do you think you'd vote for?
I need to review them closer. I can't answer that right now.
No worries. Now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate of county mayor. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for them. Would it be convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Major Levin Cava's historic rollback of property taxes rates was necessary to give homeowners relief during a time of rapidly rising home prices and insurance costs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, don't know.
Don't know.
Thank you. Through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levin Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982 while maintaining service levels and making historic investment in housing.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, would that be very convincing? Somewhat
convincing? Very convincing. Convincing.
Thank you. Housing prices are an all-time
high
and residents need relief. That's why Major Levin invested $5,000 million into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing?
Somewhat
effect,
convincing.
No?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Under Major Daniela Levin Cava's leadership, the Transit Department released its Better Bus Network program to decrease wait times and increase ridership. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, don't know.
Don't know.
Thank you. Major Levin Cava understands the need to maintain the same level of services residents expect from Miami-Dade County, including housing programs to tackle rising prices, a continued commitment to public safety, and building out our transit system. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, don't know.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Daniela Levin Cava is committed to protecting the rights we enjoy as American and Floridians. Very convincing.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
No worries. Daniela Levin Cava Yes, Daniela Levin Cava is committed to protecting the rights we enjoy as Americans and Floridians. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing? No effect?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for county mayor were today and the candidates were Alex Ataola, Manny Cid, Daniela Levin Cava, which one would you think you'd vote for?
I need more research. Like I said, I'm not too...
No worries.
Not fully on board with them.
No worries. If the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were today and the candidates were the Republican Joe Martinez and Democrat James Reyes, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Martinez.
Thank you. In the last presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Okay, we're just in the last questions. Just a few more questions.
Questions? How much longer? I've been on the phone for 20 minutes. You said it was going to be short. I really have to get going.
Yes, I'll try to do this as fast as I can, around just 5 questions more. Just a few questions more this is for statistical purposes only. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Thank you. And what was the last grade or degree you completed in the school?
University.
Thank you. What is your religion? Baptist, Methodist, other Protestant, Catholic, Jewish?
Catholic.
Thank you. As you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry? Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic,
Puerto Rico.
Mexico. Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You too. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too as well. Bye.